So we're going to start another PMV programming committee meeting on January 23rd. So can we call the roll force if the secretary is ready?
Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. I was writing an email just then.
Gotcha.
Jessica Polinar, KPFT. Jessica absent. Rodrigo Argueta, KPFK.
Present.
Rodrigo present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Jim Brown present. Janet Coleman, WBAI. Janet Coleman absent. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Benito present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Vanessa absent. Reggie Johnson, WBAI. Reggie Johnson absent. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Kim Kaufman absent. Fred Klunder, KPFK. Fred Klunder absent. Steve Pride, KPFK. Steve Pride absent. Eric Ramey, WPFW.
I'm present. Just for the record, it's a long A. It's Ramey. It's fine, though.
Ramey, I'm sorry. Thank you. Eric Ramey, present. George Ryder, KPFT. George Ryder, absent. John Riley, WBAI.
Present.
John Riley, present. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Serene Roberts, present. Nancy Sabra and I, Tommy, myself, present. And David Welsh, KPFA. David Welsh, absent.
Adriana Casnave.
Adriana Casnave. KPFT, present.
Okay, ready? So the last meeting, the only thing that I have right now is the draft minutes of the last meeting that we have on December 19th. I think, yeah. So is there any agenda that was sent? Because I don't find it.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Does anyone send or made any agenda? If not, then let's start doing the agenda, because we do have from the last meeting that we had on December 19th, there were some motions from Benito Diaz to ask Joe Ryder to present the committee with the three motions for the governance committee. Then we have a motion for the management to create a report to how programs are decided to be taken off of the air, to be given to the PMB and to the LSB, Benito. Second, then we have we have some motions right here that we went over. Evaluation, Serena's motion regarding the evaluation of programming decisions before implementation of the program council, passed without objection. So is anyone who wants to start the agenda so we can go over these are pending issues, and should we address it?
Yeah,
this is Serena.
Yeah, I'm Benito.
Okay, Serena, go ahead.
So I had, and it's very rough, and it doesn't even include all the things you mentioned, but I had sent a very rough draft to Nancy earlier in the week. I don't know if you guys want to start with that. I don't remember what's on it. I'm sorry, I'm not online now. So if Nancy is in a position to, or did I send it to you, John?
I'm looking.
If you're in a position. If you're in a position to cut and paste, I think maybe Wednesday I sent it.
I'm looking, because I read it.
So in the meantime, Benito, you want to speak to?
Yeah, I just wanted to propose two items for the agenda.
So let's see. Items for the agenda. Go ahead.
I can also speak to this issue here. No, well. One of the motions that was passed last month was to ask George through Nancy for a copy of all three motions that were passed with regard to the program council. I see here, it appears to be one of them. Oh, it's the one that passed by the PMB. But it does not include the other two, which we also asked for. There was one, the original one passed by the programming committee, and then one that was passed by the governance committee. And part of what we wanted to do was to be able to compare and contrast all three. So anyway, this, I guess, was sent by George. Nancy, you would know. Maybe it was sent by Prague List to yourself. On December 19th at 9:22 p.m.
Point of information. Is this a Jim? The document. Are you reading the document, Benito?
I'm reading from an email
as well.
Excuse me.
Is this information that we can look at as well?
I would assume. I haven't read the document. I'm just saying that I just happened to notice it. I made a mistake, and somehow my email opened up this.
I'm wondering if we all
this email. Yeah, we all should have received this, but my point is that it's only one of three email motions that we had requested, and I don't know that it makes sense to spend any time trying to talk about this now without having the other two to compare and contrast with it.
Okay. Then,
but I just wanted us to alert us that someone sent the final one passed by the PMB to us.
Do we want to wait to see them all, or do we need to see what you have?
Shereen, for the staff.
Yes.
We need to set an agenda. Can we just do that and then?
Okay.
Right. I wanted to propose two items.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Benito. Then propose and then we'll go one by one. You know.
Right.
So that's one that if you want to have programming council motions or any other one.
No, I was not proposing that be on the agenda. I was just letting us know that we've received one we need to. Well, maybe that should be on the agenda because we need to do follow-up. We need the other two motions.
You just start setting the agenda now.
Okay, so program council.
Agenda.
And number two, I propose underwriting. And or the policy on not underwriting, but the policy or lack thereof on underwriting. And before either one of those, I'd like to propose that we take votes to excuse or not absences at this meeting and all future meetings, so that way we can follow up.
Nancy,
so we might. So maybe further follow up might be in order.
But let me understand. What you're saying to vote to excuse what?
I'm saying that we need to vote on whether to excuse absences.
No, but Benito, this, is anyone or the secretary, did anyone send a request to be excused of those that are not present?
Exactly.
Well, I agree with Rodrigo. I'm not trying to propose that anybody's absence be excused, not for one second. I'm simply saying that as a matter of course at every meeting, after we take roll call, the next order of business should be to take votes to excuse or not excuse those individuals that are absent. And that way it would assist the committee and the secretary to follow up and know who is up, you know, who has reached their second consecutive unexcused absence. And at that point, then the secretary can send them that nice little reminder, you're on the verge, you're on the edge.
Part of information. Are we now just setting the agenda? Or are we discussing each item?
You're right. Jim's correct. I shouldn't be discussing the item.
Let's get the items together and know exactly what we're going to do, and then we can discuss them one
by
one.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, Nancy. Serena's ahead of me, I think.
Serena, what's your first, Serena?
Okay, so I propose the following for the rest of the agenda. The first item, which was calling the meeting to order, roll call and establishment of quorum, has been done. I propose that under reports, which is, you know, all updates, we address the Spanish language programming task force, the program operations motion that we passed at the last meeting, and the program council stuff that Benito mentioned. That under new business, we can discuss underwriting, that we also discuss national programming, specifically, or I should say including, how the themes are determined, how the staffing is determined. And as a point of order, there's no such thing as an excused absence in committee. You're either here or you're not here. So we don't need to vote on excused absences, because absences are not excused. After year three, you're off the committee. It's a working committee. It's where the work of the board is supposed to be done. And either you're there or you're not there.
Point of information, Serene. Is it not the case where one can request to be excused?
There's no such thing, as I understand it, there is no such thing as an excused absence in committees. The only time that applies is for the PNB or for the LSB.
Okay, very good.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, now let's go back. So you're saying that on the reports and updates, so we'll go first, you're proposing to go first to the Spanish programming motion?
Well, we have to approve the agenda, and maybe people want to add other things first before we actually discuss it.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay. Eric on the stack as well.
Okay, Nancy?
Thank you, Serene. And I did forward everybody where the PNB in, I forgot when, 2006, they passed that resolution where there's no excused or unexcused in the PNB committees. Okay, and then also I wanted to put something on the agenda that for the committee to see if they agree that the next in-person conference be preempting the programming, so it's on all five stations at the same time when y'all meet in when the PNB meets in LA.
Okay.
And also, I wanted to say that the first one about these different three things were asked. I asked George to give, but he had no time to discuss that with me. And it may be possible that we may never get them from him, and maybe we should try an alternate route, maybe to get this information.
What is it, Nancy?
May I interrupt?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm finished.
We should just add the things to the agenda, and then during, once we've approved it, then
yeah.
during the update period, you can tell us what your contact with George has
okay.
been on the surface.
Okay.
All right. Who else? Okay. Okay.
Eric.
So we. Anyone else? Okay. Now, my question is, the agenda is Serene West. Suggesting that we have we kind of prioritize the reports and the Spanish program in motion, and then do we need to debate the agenda, or how do you want to do it? We have so far to take votes to excuse or not, that one is going to be removed, because that one is not, doesn't apply, right? We don't need to have
right, no acceptance issue. It doesn't apply.
The one that do apply to our discussion is going to be the programming councils and the policy for underwriting, right? And then those were from Benito, and then from Serene was the report and updates in terms of the Spanish programming motion and the suggestions implemented. What was the other one, Serene?
Benito, under new business, Benito mentioned underwriting. I mentioned national programming, and Nancy mentioned broadcasting the in-person PND live.
And then it preempting the programming, the regular programming to air the PND meeting, right? That will be Nancy suggesting that this be done when the next meeting is done in Los Angeles. Is that right, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in terms of the sequence, what is the suggestion to make the sequence? Do we go first to report and update?
Those are quick, so I think maybe we can even do less than 5 minutes each on those.
Okay, perfect. Let's do it that way. So let's begin on report from the task force and update, in terms of the Spanish language program in motion. Who wants to give out information?
Eric to the stack.
Eric? Okay, Eric. Let's go, Eric.
Eric, he called on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Excuse me. Unless somebody has heard something different, I received a communique from our IGM. Today is what, Friday? I believe it was Wednesday. Because I asked what the grid change would be or what the schedule would be. She said she was waiting to hear from... No, I'm sorry, it wasn't the IGM. I spoke to the IPD. The IPD said she was waiting to hear from Margie.
Okay. Benito to the stack.
And Serene.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, Eric, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think what we need is a report from the task force. Not reports from individual
okay, very good.
Members of the task force.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, very good.
Well,
who else wants to start?
Serene, please.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so Rodrigo and Eric and myself and I think Adriana were on the task force on this committee, and the task force passed a motion sent to the interim executive director asking her to have the general managers implement a plan by, I think it was an April date, I'm sorry, I'm not in front of a computer, and to notify us of the date of their plan by March. I think it was the middle of March for notifying us of the plan and the middle of April for implementing. Someone can correct my dates.
But that's where that stands, and the task force is going to meet again. I think it's February 8th.
Yeah, Benito, for the record, I'm on the task force.
Benito?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything to say.
Oh, okay. Now, may I add, you know, something then? One thing that I want to ask is, did the motion that was approved in the task force was sent to Maggie or was sent to everyone? Now, also, there is another thing. On that same motion, we were supposed to have, you know, some updates. I think we did get one from Serene in terms of the existing programming of each radio station, right?
Right.
So we want to kind of follow up on those issues to see what is the existing programming on each radio station, so we can kind of start, you know, developing the plan too, you know. But two questions. So that one was one. Did we send it to Margie?
Lawrence was the convener at the meeting, and he said he would send it to Margie. So I believe she has it.
Okay. Because we haven't seen no answer from Margie, actually. Not that I've seen.
Well, I think Margie was going to discuss it with the GMs during they have regular meetings, and she was going to discuss it with them. But I don't think any action is required on their part in terms of reporting a plan. I don't think any action is required before March, because we were talking about the fact that the fund drives were going to be kicking off, and people were going to be very focused on that.
Okay. So one, in terms of the implementation, besides the options that were given, does anybody know is, you know, either the programming committees at each, at any radio station, or or someone from the programming committee or the PMB has done any more resources, any more, you know, like discussions right now with some of the programmers or the potential new programmers, or, you know, or with the IPDs, not yet, you know, or the PDs? There's no more action right now?
Eric, to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
We had a programming committee meeting at PFW a couple of days ago, and I was making every effort to have it on the agenda. We ran out of time, so there was no discussion of any time, but it was scheduled there was every intent to have something on the schedule at the past meeting. We just ran out of time, so there was no discussion.
Okay,
and Benito to the stack.
Hi, Benito.
It's actually more a point of information. So I'm confused. Maybe Serene or somebody can clarify. I think what I heard was that the task force voted or approved a motion to send a letter to the IGM asking the IGM to send a letter to the various GMs requesting a plan for implementation by March or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
To have it ready, and to start by April, yes. So to have Serena, you know, actually made that motion in terms of having the plan by March so it can be implemented by April. Is that right, Serena?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact dates, but I don't know if, Eric, if you have the motion there.
Yeah, more or less, you know.
Yeah, more or less.
All right, so my question, well, that was the first question. So based on that, this is what causes my confusion, because I thought that I don't know if it was Rodrigo or somebody, a couple of meetings back reported that one of the things that the PMB decided on or something, that the PMB a year or two ago had passed a motion requesting that each station do some kind of survey. Maybe I didn't understand it correctly, but do some kind of survey to establish what is the market, what is the kind of audience that they have in that radio area, and therefore come up with some conclusions as to and recommendations as to what it is that is needed. And so first I need some verification that I understood properly or not. And if that were the case, well, first, you know, it would seem to me that I don't see where that's happening.
Jim to the stack.
Who is this?
Jim.
Oh, go ahead, Jim.
When be new to finish? You finish?
Yeah, I'm just asking a question. I don't have a point. I'm just confused.
Okay. I don't know what the message was from Margie to the managers in terms of what the stations were asked to do. But I thought that we left here with the understanding that we were going to put together a team of people who were going to do that survey at each station to find out for ourselves what the population is for each station, because most of the stations don't have the staff to do it. I know we don't have PFW, so yeah, somehow we have to figure out how to do it ourselves, I think.
Right, that was my understanding, too.
Yeah, that's my... Okay.
Yeah. In terms of the implementation, that is pretty much correct. You know, the issue is not really complicated. The issue is that the programming committees will work with the station, the PD, to develop the plan. Now, what Benito was, you know, talking about, it's also true, you know. So we have to do the assessment of the radio station's area coverage in terms of how the content is going to be done, so it will serve the communities that are in that radius of the let's say the signal. So one of the I think it was a very good meeting that we have in the task force, because things that we did talk was that, you know, what in difference of the previous, you know, motion was approved that said that, you know, it was going to be based in KPFK. This time, you know, this motion, the last one actually, the last one in 2011, that now is reintroduced, so talks about, you know, that the programming will be done at each radio station, based at each radio station and their own needs, let's say, you know, to say it, right? So that means, you know, basically is that there must be, you know, like, I mean, I sent some suggestions, you know, but, well, just to make it short, there must be, you know, meetings with the communities that are there, meetings, forums, you know, like forums, public forums, you know, to attract, you know, the various communities that speak, you know, either, you know, Spanish or, you know, that are, you know, bilingual, but that are from different places of, you know, this Spanish, you know, Latin or Latin American communities. Now, also, it's not a motion, it's not a programming that is going to be only music. It's going to be, you know, public issues, right? You know, so a motion that you know, that somehow, you know, it needs to, when the programming is done, has to include, you know, political, social issues, you know, in all aspects. So, and it has to be worked with the PDs, of course the GMs, the programming committees, and the outreach committees. So, besides the programmers, of course, you know, or those who wants to be part of this new programming. Now, how it's going to be done, that's up to any radio station. It does talk, you know, one hour a day, weekdays, right? And I think there was some confusion, and that one I think we should clarify now, because it was the question that it is going to be 5 hours or if it's going to be 7 hours. Because if it is an hour a day, then that means it's going to be 7 hours. If it is only Monday through Friday, then it's going to be 5 hours. So that I think, you know, we have to kind of clarify, you know, how is the feeling in case that question arises from management. And then the other issue is that, yes, the interim executive director has to direct the GMs to direct the work with the PDs to start drafting something by March and be implemented by April. That's pretty much, you know, about it.
The answer is that.
That sounds very, very good. Has any of this been proposed to the radio stations yet?
Well, we have done it to KPFK, you know, but not, I don't know if the rest of the radio stations.
They don't have it yet? Is it our position as a programming committee, or is this a task force to put together a document that lists everything that you have there, so that we could it would help me in terms of being able to present something to WPFW, because I don't know what to say to them, because I was never on the task force all during that time, but I would like to have something in writing that I could present to them.
I am working in upgrading. And updating, I'm sorry. Updating,
okay.
If I may. Is that okay if I talk?
Yes.
Oh,
you're the chief.
I'm updating some of the data that,
yeah.
You know, I made the research in 2011, a lot of research. But one thing that I do need, and I think Serene, you know, did send it, was to have, you know, a little bit more knowledge of the existing programming, let's say, in Washington or in KPFA and KPFT. I think you, Serene, sent something, no? So
I sent a grid that I had prepared back in 2011. I updated the BAI portion, and we're asking, from the task force, we're asking people, so Eric is going to do DC, and we're trying to get someone to do KPFA, and then one of you. Then who else is on besides Adriana in Houston? I think there's one other person. Oh, Susie Moreno and Maria Elena Castellanos are supposed to be on also from Houston. So among the three of them, they're going to update the Houston portion.
Okay.
And so forth.
In terms of what programming already exists, is that it?
Existing Spanish language programming on the stations.
Yes, let's say, what is the existing grid? That's one thing. And where, in that grid, where is the existing Spanish language programming and its content? You know, what is it about? So one thing that we want to make sure is that the new programming is not music only, right? That it does talk
about
a lot of information, and also as the most we can stick to our mission, right, which is, you know, try to create a good understanding between everyone or among all races and all colors and everything. So we have to kind of, you know, help really, really, really create a different environment. But, well, that's my point of view, whatever. So, but the thing is that, you know, so we need to have, you know, the grid, the existing grid, and the existing Spanish language programming or bilingual programming that is there right now. That's one thing. if possible, if it is possible, and that will help me a lot, because I also actually rely on the internet, but if someone in Washington knows what is the percentage of, you know, the Spanish language speaking community. When I was there, I did the research, and it was 19%, something like that. So, but I might be wrong, because I just rely on the internet and the census and all that stuff. Same thing with KPFT, KPFA, you know, so I can put all this data together. And also, yes, Mr. Jim, I'll finish up, you know, an update also the suggestions to be implemented and the different elements, you know, the different, you know, the different elements that is going to, you know, actually be needed to be implemented.
Yeah.
I do have, you know, a very clear idea of how, you know, it should be done from the experience that we have in Los Angeles, which we work in, you know, with different communities and different public forums, community forums. We do fund drives, you know, for the Spanish-speaking communities. We play, you know, like music, theater, you know, it's like that, right? The different things, right, that we try to help to promote KPFK. But I don't know the situations, you know, somewhere else. But I'll provide with the most information that I can. Actually, I did send it, you know, last time. I don't know if you didn't get it, but I'm going to send it to you then. Because last time, before the meeting, for the task force meeting, I did send all that information, what I had. But this week, I'm gonna resend it to all of you. The only thing is that the same thing as you did before, Serene, that you send me the names and the addresses, you know, if you can resend it
sure.
with the PMB, you know, members to the programming committee, so I'll resend it over, no problem.
Very good. Very good.
Sure, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
We have a lot of different Spanish communities in Washington, in D.C., and we want to be able to communicate to all of them.
Yeah, Eric to the stack.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sure. Okay, is there, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to comment on what, you know, follow up on what Jim has just said, and I kind of brought this up before, and I'm not quite sure where to go with guidance on this. Just say, for instance, on part of our schedule does, you know, we have Spanish speaking. I'm sorry. Let me withdraw that. I'm sorry. Cancel that. I'm going to withdraw from the stack. I'm sorry.
Okay. So anyone else wants to?
Well, Benito's now to the stack.
Okay.
So should I go?
No, Eric to the stack after Benito. I'm sorry.
You might as well go ahead, Eric. You had the floor.
You want to go ahead, Eric?
Yes. I just had a general question. It may be a stupid question. We have some programming that's geared toward the Spanish-speaking community. We broadcast, though, in English. Will it change, or is it possible to just have them do those same shows in Spanish as opposed to English? Or does that violate the concept of what we're doing?
May I try to answer that?
Sure.
And then Serene with a point of something.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be left up to us to make a sound proposal to the stations as to what might happen, because I don't think they know what exactly to do at this point. So we have to look at it carefully and make an educated suggestion to them as to what we see need to be done, I think.
Okay, I'm sorry. Rodrigo, may I just respond to Jim or ask him a question? Jim, are we going to first sort out the survey of the Spanish demographic?
We have to know exactly the communities that we're working with and how to treat them, because we have to respect what they
want,
understand what they want, and then design something that will give them what they want as well as help us at the same time. When I say us, I'm talking about the stations. In other words, the community would get involved with us if we bring them in the right way, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just a Rodrigo, I'm sorry if I'm out of order here.
And Serene, please.
I think there's a difficulty with the actual numbers. I know, I believe Rodrigo said he had a figure of 19%.
Yes.
And rather than say I'm going to dispute or disagree with that, I'm going to suggest there's a margin of error there. Like we talked about an underground or a sub-underground community part. We're talking about people who have actually identified themselves. But, I mean, I dare to say that the number is even higher. There's people living, I guess, on what we said are on the margins. That's probably a different discussion. I'll leave that alone. But I have no doubt it's higher than 19%. But, I mean, that's a different discussion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Serene, hello?
Serene?
Serene would like to speak.
Rodrigo? Did we lose him?
He must have
Rodrigo?
Dropped. He must have got dropped.
Enough, you know. Can you hear me?
Here we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Serene wants to speak.
Yeah, Serene?
Okay, so I know we said we were just going to do a short report, short update on Spanish language. And, you know, the task force is open. The membership is open. So if there's anybody who's on the programming committee who would like to join, no problem at all. Send me an email. I'll pass it on. So you get invited to the next meeting, which I think is the 8th. There's, you know, Rodrigo does need, he had given us some demographic information, some implementation suggestions I know he had worked on before that he would want to update. At this point, I think the IED takes it up with the GMs and PDs, and or the GMs and the GMs take it up with the PDs, and then whatever needs to happen locally so that whatever programming ends up on the air is customized, if you will, for the local populations. So I'm hoping that we can agree to move on to the next item.
Okay.
That's what I understood from Rodrigo. So that's great. Fantastic.
Well, Benito to the stack before we move on.
Okay, Benito, and then we'll move on. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have one more question because I'm still confused about the relationship between the programming committee, be it PMB or LSB, and the task force. And like a couple of meetings back, we said that the task force needs to be independent of the the PMB programming committee, and I was assuming that also meant, therefore, the LSB programming committee. But we spent a lot of time on this and during this meeting discussing it. So maybe we need to clarify what that relationship is. And I also heard mention earlier that the various LSB programming committees should help to do some of this research and this and that and whatever it is that they're supposed to do. So if that's the case, then obviously there's a relationship. So we just need to clarify what that is.
That's good.
Does anyone want to clarify that?
I have a slightly, different point. But, I mean, I'll answer your question to the best of my ability. It's only my opinion. It doesn't really count for much. And then I really do want to urge us to get back onto the other items because it's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And some of us were up until after midnight last night on a different call.
Yeah.
And we're up at 5 this morning. So, okay, so we did say that the PNB created the task force to deal with Spanish language issues, and in my opinion, the task force has a right to communicate directly to the board and directly to the IED and not necessarily have to go through, have its decisions go through the programming committee. But we're also working on the implementation of the 2011 motion, and in the 2011 motion, which I, again, do not have in front of me, I'm sorry, there is a reference to having the implementation monitored, if you will, by the programming committee. Now, subsequent to that, the task force was created. The task force was created in February 2014. The motion that puts it in the hands of the programming committee was 2011. So there's not necessarily a contradiction. The Spanish language task force is focused on getting this done, but should retain a working relationship and an information-sharing relationship, in my view, with the programming committee. But the programming committee is not its boss, and it need not go through the programming committee to get things, you know, get communications to the management. With regard to where local program committees come in, well, when these managers are working, when the PDs are working on whatever is going to be implemented locally, I would expect that they would do so in discussion or consultation with the local programming committees, simply because there's a lot of work to do, and most of our stations are understaffed, and most of our staff are underpaid. So there may be ways in which a local programming committee can be helpful, but they don't run the implementation, if I can be that impolitic.
Do we have a way of communicating this to... I'm sorry, I shouldn't speak out of term like that. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'll wait.
Eric? Yeah, you got any questions?
Do we have a... Have we set a mechanism by which we're going to communicate this to the proper people at the station? And also... How, because I'm still, I understand what Serene just said, but I'm trying to figure out exactly how we're going to get the information or our desires or our efforts and so forth coordinated with the program committee if there needs to be, and also with the program managers.
Well, if I may, you know, this is the motion speaks by itself. It says, that the implementation of such motion actually is going to be done with, you know, the participation of the management, you know, of course, program directors, with the participation of the programming committee of each radio station, and the different, you know, programmers who somehow, or people from the community or organizations that somehow answer the call to for the new programming. So that means, you know, it's not going to be just it's not going to be implemented as, you know, as usually most of the changes are done in each radio station. What we want to is to kind of get the community's organizations to participate, right? Instead of having only the PD to decide, okay, well, let's have this program. Let's have also the participation of the community organization. This is the issue about that. The issue is that it also has to have, you know, some financing too. You know, so it has to have, you know, some, you know, we have to see the financing issue too, right? So if we are able to engage the community organizations, let's say the Oaxaqueños or Puebla, or, you know, like, or in this case, like in the north, you know, where you are, you know, the Puerto Ricans or Dominicanos, you know, so get involved, that they are going to be doing their own programming. They're going to get their communities involved, right? So it's not going to be just announced, okay, well, now, you know, WBI is, you know, like doing this programming. No, it's that the communities so are invited to participate and start doing, you know, programming that matters to them.
All right.
So that way we engage the communities. Right? We do workshops, you know, like training and all that stuff. That's wonderful in terms of, you know, it's not going to be like from one day to another one, let me tell you. But it is something, we see it, you know, in the mid and long term, it's going to be something wonderful because it's going to bring a lot of community people that right now are not really, you know, listening to it because they don't speak the language. But not only that, they don't speak about the issues sometimes, you know, too. So, or they talk, you know, kind of, you know. So the issue here is to involve these community organizations. And that's also in the suggestions, you know, that I'm going to be sending. So maybe you want to wait a little bit, then I'm going to be sending you a way of how this thing is going to work. Of course, you know, it's just going to be, you know, our work over here somehow and, you know, my own way, you know, that I think, you know, the things that I have work here in Los Angeles, that might work somewhere else. Another thing that we have to do is that to create, and for us, believe me, it's not too difficult. If it is possible to get in touch with a few of those people that are doing Spanish right now in the different areas, you know, we can help to create like a national organization or a national, you know, a group of, you know, Spanish language programmers, you know, or Spanish and bilingual programmers that, you know, can do big things too, you know, in terms of, you know, promoting Pacifica. But that's a little bit down the road, you know, but we can start doing those things. So just wait. I will send you, you know, the updated suggestions, and then we can talk at the next meeting.
Fantastic. It sounds like you and Serene has done a lot of work. That's good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Serene is doing a lot of work. You know, that helped me. You know, so between Serene and I, we can, you know, and then we'll, whatever questions also we can answer by email. You know, if there are some other, you know, just try to get me or to get Serene, you know, like the existing grid and the existing programming that is there. And if it is possible, the communities, the demographics. You know, if not, then that's fine, I'll do that. But, you know, so, and so should we move on to the next item?
John would like to be on the sec. I wanted an informational question.
Okay, John, just go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the questions that I had was, are there other stations that have done this? Maybe not in Pacifica, but, you know, that have successfully done this, because I'm a little bit worried about a one-hour-a-day approach, you know, that you kind of offer, you know, this 1 hour, right? But then there's 23 other hours in the day. And, of course, there's only really, like, 16 because most people are asleep for eight. So the question is that going to be enough of an, you know, a time block that we can develop a substantial audience? And, like, how can that work and have other stations done that successfully? So, and then I guess there's this kind of a related question about, like, sort of like the station's bandwidth, you know, in terms of, like, having, you know, sort of developing some kind of presence in other ways. And, like, for example, there is, because I think that like having some kind of block programming is going to be necessary. And so there may be other ways of using the internet or the sidebands to sort of create larger blocks of programming.
Yes, so. Let me just answer very fast. That's part of the discussion you gotta have, you know, with the people in your area. It's not necessarily has to be only 1 hour. Like, okay, well, Monday, and then I'm gonna watch Tuesday. You know, I mean, it can be that, like, maybe on Saturday, you know, 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever you decide to do. So blocks, you can do the blocks too. So and how, you know, the, as long as it is not like a really late, because it won't work that way. But that's a part of the discussion to have, you know, with the programming committee and the management. Yeah, how it's gonna be in Los Angeles? It works good by blocks. We have, let's say, from 9 to 12, you know, weekdays, weeknights, you know, actually, you know, our you know, Spanish language programming, and then on Saturdays there is another bunch of hours, you know, starting from 6, you know, p.m. until midnight. So it does work that way. And then what we have done, we created, you know, like an association of Spanish language programmers, and then we do events, right? Fundraise, things like that. For instance, this coming 2014, we are doing, you know, the Día de Amor de la Amistad. So that's, we are doing like a lot, what is it? The Day of Love, whatever it's called in English. So, but we do events. So instead of just relying on the fundraise, which are very difficult to raise money, we do other things with the different groups that participate and the programs. So that's, you know.
Okay. So that's impressive. That's good.
Okay. All right. So should we move on then? We have a few.
Yes, I want to urge us to move on. I want to urge some of you folks to join the Spanish language task force. You guys have so many questions. But Bella took notes of our last, Bella de Soto of L.A. took notes of the Spanish language task force, and once the minutes are approved by the task force, we'll share them with you. It might help answer some of your questions.
Very good.
Okay, now, so what was the next item?
A programming council.
Programming councils. Okay, that was for Benito's, right?
Well, actually, Nancy.
Nancy,
if you can report on your you know, if you were able to talk to George, and is this email that at least some of us received the result of that?
Yeah, and I forgot to contact him, so I did send an email today, and I sent a copy to the prog list, I think.
Okay.
So, and I did talk to him briefly on the phone tonight, but he said he could not. I mean, he was too busy. He was driving to somewhere, and so no information. And I was the one who put the motion that was passed by the PMB. I put that out. The other two things, like what the governance committee minutes or motions concerning the program council or from the any other that the programming committee might have done, I don't have any information. And in the case that we don't get this information from George, I think we ought to ask our other fellow board members who were on those committees last year to search and find some information for that that's missing.
Benito, just a sec.
Go ahead.
Well, I would just suggest that Nancy, you know, either you can call him or you can send him an email, but I think it's important that we be able to get those two motions. And but George was chair of those two motions at the time when each of those two committees passed whatever it is that they passed. So George does have the information. We just, and he is a member of this committee. I don't think it's a big deal. I'm sure he'll get it for us. But I think it's important to be able to compare what it is that the programming committee originally passed, what was the idea, in other words, of the PMB programming committee, how did the governance committee change it in whatever way, if at all, and what is it and that the PMB finally passed? How is what the PMB finally passed any different from what the governance committee and the programming committee proposed?
What year?
So I think that gives us some kind of historical sense.
What year was this?
Let me see. This is 15, 14. So I think the programming committee passed its resolution on or about December of 12, I think. December of 12. So I think that means that the governance committee must have worked on it during 13. And the PMB must have passed it in 13. No, that can't be. No, the programming committee must have passed it in 11, and the governance committee and the PMB passed something in 12, probably.
Nancy, on the stack. I will try again. I promise you, I will try again. And carbon copy the group, the committee.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm sure we all are thankful and appreciate.
Okay. Anyone else in that issue? Okay, the other thing was, let's see, policy underwriting. So,
sorry, there was one more update.
Update?
Yeah, on the motion that we passed at the last meeting.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a what we call the program operations motion, which essentially asked the GMs to have their PDs write up a report on how programming decisions are made, how programs are added, removed, how programs are evaluated, how fundraising goals are set, asking the CAPs to provide whatever they have by way of community assessment, which would also help, by the way, with the Spanish language implementation, the programming implementation, and asking members, national board members, to report on the work, on their work in the committees of inclusion, which speaks towards diversity and integrating the full population of the listening area. So, and we also in that motion actually asked the PNB to stop all action on the program council motion. So whether or not we ever get the copies that we're asking for, that particular motion is not moving forward at this point. And that was sent to Margie. It did not get onto the PNB agenda, and I apologize for that. I did send it on to her, but I didn't follow up the chat to make sure it got on, and I'm asking other directors at our next meeting to make sure that it's on the agenda. If not, to please raise it.
Is any discussion about it, Asri? No,
nope.
Or just has to be said,
nope.
Right? The interim executive director shall be required to direct each station manager to provide by January 30, 2015,
right,
a programming report to their LSB and to the PMB that includes the following.
Exactly.
The process, which programs are required. Everybody has this.
Except that the dates are obviously going to have to change since it has not yet been brought to the PNB, and that won't happen probably until early February. So that pushes back the dates that the report would be due.
Okay. There's no discussion on that one.
Who's gonna push it? I'm sorry, this is Jim.
Yes.
Who's gonna push it so that that the that it gets on the PNB's agenda?
All of us.
All right. Okay.
So now you had a third one saying, Serene's motion regarding an evaluation of programming decisions before implementation of the program council. Well, that one is part of the same as the one that was somehow related to the programming councils, right? That was that we discussed first, right? Evaluation of programming decisions before implementation of the programming councils. That was one of your motion series, right?
Yeah, that's all wrapped into the same motion.
That's part of it. Okay, got it.
This is all information we need to have, we should have.
Yeah, this one is the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all actions of the creation of programming councils pursuant to a previous motion from the Programming Committee to the PNB be held until after the committee is able to receive and review information about station program operations pursuant to motion passed by the committee on 12/19/14 and provides recommendations to the PNB. The provision of said feedback to the PNB will be a priority of the committee, and our expectation is that the report will be sent to the PNB by March 13th. Okay, right. So that's part of the system. Okay, all right. So is there any other discussion about these motions? No?
Hey, a point of information, Nancy.
Yes.
Do we need to change the date tonight instead of by January 30th? Do we need to guess and change this and resubmit it with a different date? I'm asking questions. I don't know.
I mean, we can try to figure out some dates now, or we can just, one of the directors can propose a date when it gets on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to change it because this is the thing, you know. The PNB requires that the direct each EM and provide a written report to their LSB and the PNB by January 15, 2015. So that one has to change.
Okay. One thing to keep in mind is that we're going to have a new ED this coming year, and we have to somehow make sure that all of this information gets to whoever that new person is as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
is there any suggestion to change the any motion to change the date?
Benito to stack.
And Serene, please.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah, I would suggest that we leave it as is because, as Serene sort of suggested a minute ago, it takes time for things to get on the agenda of the PNB, and once you get it on the agenda, it takes us another 100 years before it actually gets to, before we get to it on the agenda, so it could be 2 months from now.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, whenever that is, we can amend the motion.
Right, and we still have some more work to do ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. So that's your suggestion. Is any discussion about it? No. Serene, you're next.
No, I think the day that it comes up on the PNB agenda, one of, you know, the, what are there, five of us on this call right
yeah.
now can just update it, you know.
Yeah, okay. Sounds
at that
good.
Time.
All right. Let's move on then. Policy... about underwriting.
So I would like to introduce it at least. It's 10:31, so we should decide how much longer we want to continue this meeting. What do y'all say?
Don't ask me.
Yeah.
I'll be asleep by 11, so y'all.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think I'll make it till 11, but either.
We make it 11?
Well, if y'all give me about 3 or 4 minutes, I can at least, maybe I can just introduce the issue, and we can take it up next time.
Okay, that'd be great.
Is that Rodrigo?
Remember, there is another issue from Anti about the PNB meeting preempting programming. So that one is going to be also pending or what? But go ahead, Benito, go ahead.
No, I'm at a point of information. Is it possible, Benito, or is it possible we could all do this all together just for the sake of continuity? I mean, it would seem, I mean, just for the sake of continuity, to just do this all together at our next meeting.
It's fine with me.
Okay.
You're saying not to bring it up now.
Yeah, exactly. Just put this on the front end of
okay,
the...
So that's fine with me.
For the next meeting.
Can we make this a continuation meeting?
Okay.
Yes, please.
An adjourn meeting, you know, adjourn to our next date, and we'll do a poll for... Well, oh, no, I think we have to set a specific date.
Yeah, let's set a date.
Okay, let's set a date.
What about 3 weeks from today?
Folks, can we come up with another day other than Friday?
Please.
Let's be... Yeah, you know, I mean, it took us more than a half hour to reach quorum.
I don't know
and
if that
that's by some,
exciting,
huh?
Rodrigo, what are the days that are particularly good for you? You said.
You know, Saturdays I can do it too, but I cannot do it. Like, it's difficult for me to do Wednesdays and Tuesdays. Too difficult, right? So and Sundays are difficult. So.
So Monday would work.
Sometimes Monday just would work. You know, I can skip. You know, I do some workshops for new programmers, you know, but I cannot always, you know, have my, you know, friends to help me to do the workshops. Well, because anyways, we're going to have the meeting. It's only once a month, so fine. Yeah.
So someone looking at a calendar, what about, you know, a Monday that's 3 weeks from tomorrow, from this coming Monday? I don't have a calendar.
Mondays are terrible for me. I mean, it's like if the only way I can get on an 8:30 meeting is to leave another meeting, and then I'm trapped downtown.
Yeah.
And then that takes me half an hour to get home. So then I'd be getting home in a half an hour or more later from, like, this time. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Serena, whoever was asking, we'll be in our fund drive at PFW, and, I mean, I'd have to take that into consideration. A lot of times people don't show up, and they need someone to come in and fill the void. I mean,
yeah,
I can call in if you need me to possibly make quorum, but we're just kind of strapped to find people to man the phones during the...
When is our program, Brad? When does it end?
The 22nd, I believe.
Of February?
Yes.
Benito to the stack.
What about the week after that?
I'm available, but I mean just during the fund drive. It's
so yeah. That's okay. Let's see. But is it good? Monday is good for everyone.
No,
right?
No.
So is Saturday good for everyone?
Well, yeah. You know, as I said, our fund drive is coming up. I mean, conceivably, I mean, I could, you know, make every effort to attend, but frequently we don't have enough people to properly conduct the fund drive.
But
Benito to the stack. Okay, so number one, all the stations have a fund drive at more or less the same times. Which is not to say that all of us participate in answering phones, but be that as it may. However, so that's an additional consideration on top of everything else. I was just going to suggest that at least the three people from PFW on this call usually have a meeting on Monday night that starts normally at around 9. So, and this meeting starts at 8:30, so that's going to be difficult. I was going to suggest a Saturday morning.
Oh, no.
This is Serene, please.
Or Saturday at some point, let's say.
As a committee, we have been... I'm sorry, may I be recognized?
Yes.
As a committee, we've been through this about trying to find a day that works. The only day that works, however, unhappily, has been Friday. Sacrifice one more Friday, please.
Benito, to the sec.
Okay, Benito.
All I'm trying to say is, yeah, it took us over 40 minutes to reach quorum, and that's by several of us having to make phone calls at the last minute to drag people out of there, whatever. And so, yeah, we did it, but at what cost? And, you know, I don't know that that makes sense to continue to do that.
Well, but the thing is this, if I may, you know, the issue is that if it is difficult to make quorum on Saturday and on Fridays, might be even more difficult to do it on Saturday when people don't want to meet. You know, some of the people that are already in the community and do want to meet or feel like they can meet. So, I mean, it's probably the least of the evils, like, you know, to say. If we don't have an agreement, then let's keep it, you know, Fridays for now, and, you know, we can look for another date, you know, next meeting or something, but, you know, it seems like, you know, people have problems with Mondays and have problems with Saturdays, so maybe we just keep it on Fridays for now, and then we'll decide.
It's Eric
for the staff, please.
John Riley for the staff.
Go ahead, what was it, Jim first, and then Serene, and then John?
Eric also to the stack.
Oh, Eric, sorry.
I think it was John.
I think it was Eric, Serene, and John.
Okay, Eric, then thank you.
If we're talking about Saturday morning, I can come in to help you make quorum, but just to participate, it just doesn't work for me. I can help you make quorum. That's about it.
We have people, if I'm out of order, but... We have people from the West Coast on the call. So realistically, we could not do a meeting before 12, 1, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. D.C. time, it would be 9, 10, 11 o'clock L.A. time.
Oh, Benita, we should let them decide that.
Okay.
Okay, so... aside from the time differential, you know, I don't know that the problem we had getting quorum today has anything to do with the fact that it's a Friday. I don't know why people are not here. Well, we know why at least some people are not here. But, I don't know if it's a function of the day of the week or a function of other things that I'm not even going to try to speculate about. I think we should set the meeting for 3 weeks from tonight and call it George, as they say. Not George Ryder. It's a Caribbean expression gotten from the great British. But let's be done, please.
Okay. So let's, for now, we're going to leave it Fridays. So 3 weeks from now would be what? No.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, goodness. Friday the 13th.
Is that the
perfect.
L.A. meeting?
That's perfect.
I just have
when is the L.A. meeting? In person.
It's not going to be the 13th. I can tell you
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is one other possibility when you do not have a PMB meeting on Thursday night, but I don't know when you're going to when the PNB is going to meet.
Yeah, it's a new board and a lot of work, and I would avoid setting a meeting on a Thursday precisely because it is the night that the PNB generally meets.
The new PNB, is that right?
There will be a new PNB as of next Thursday, but I'm saying the PNB, whenever it meets, it's on a Thursday night. I don't think that's going to change this year.
Well, I'm just curious, a point of information. Why, if there's an incoming, possibly new board, why would we set a meeting or determine when they're going to meet? I mean, it's just, I'm not trying to be facetious, but...
The Thursday nights have become... And anything can change, of course. The body can change anything. But the body actually, the composition is not changing significantly. And I know that I had once proposed that the PNB meet on a different night of the week, and there were howls of outrage at the thought. So I think we're probably going to stick to Thursday.
I was just curious. Is there any possibility of meeting before? I mean, like in 2 weeks? I mean, 3 weeks, it seems like a long ways away. I mean, I just curious.
Friday the 6th.
Friday the 6th.
Friday the 6th? I can't do that.
You can?
I cannot.
I cannot either.
So let's make it the 13th. So because the thing is that also I'm not going to be here. I have to do some reports in Mexico. And I'm going to be in Mexico for the next 2 weeks and a half. So.
Okay.
Let's go with the 13th.
Okay, fine. 13th at 8:30. It'll be easier. The quorum will be easier to get. It'll be fine.
Okay. And it's Friday the 13th. No one's going to want to leave their house anyway for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I mean, bad things can happen at home, too, you know.
Well, not really, because next day is Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, who's going to tell Otis? I'll post it on the calendar tomorrow, and it's Friday the 13th, and it's an adjourned meeting, so we just pick up where we left off, people.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Serene.
No, Nancy was speaking.
Oh, I get the two of you confused. Both sound equally as charming. Okay.
Okay, so...
And a MetroCard will get you on the New York City subway.
Going south.
Nancy has a question, point of information. So,
yes.
If we do not want to discuss my motion about recommending that the in-person PNB meeting be broadcast live at all five stations, if you want to leave that until the 13th, is that still enough time to present to the PNB before they meet in L.A.?
We're not meeting on the 13th there, and I know we have not yet set a date. That'll be done with the new board, and the new board isn't even being seated until the 29th, and we have to book well ahead.
Okay,
so
we have time.
We have time.
Okay, good. I'm happy. And it'll be easier to make quorum next time since we've got lost two people that never came. And there's another third person who never came. So but I could not contact him by telephone. And the rule says you got to call him. Okay.
So the two following issues will be policy underwriting and the PNB meeting preemptive programming
National programming.
National programming. Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right.
Nancy, you will send the notes to Otis and to those people who are not there, not on the committee anymore, right?
Well, all of them that missed two consecutive, and I sent an email to all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we can mark that up offline, people.
Yeah, and I have not sent them the email to Otis yet, but I'm about to. I didn't send it yet.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you for reminding me.
I have a question about that. I should say, Eric to the stack, or a point of information.
Yes.
Are there any exceptions to that? I mean, if somebody, just say, an event was hospitalized or something like that, I mean, are there any exceptions, or is that just arbitrary?
No.
It's not arbitrary. I'm sorry.
Well, who wants to answer that? I don't know.
It's not arbitrary at all. If you miss it, this is where the work is done. It's not a punitive. Removing someone from the committee is not a punitive act. It simply says a certain amount of work needs to be done, and you need a certain amount of continuity in order to get it done. And if for whatever reason someone has missed three consecutive meetings, it is obvious that they are not available to do the work. It has nothing to do with whether they're willing or interested. They're simply not available. So continuing their what essentially becomes an honorary membership is kind of pointless.
Exactly.
If someone is dropped and they are passionate about getting back into the work when they become available, they can go to the LSB and say, I'd like to be reelected to the committee or whatever the process is used.
Nancy on the stack?
Yeah, was anyone before Nancy? No,
it was me. I was trying to leave, but I didn't have anything else to say.
Oh, Jim, let me turn to the survey. We need to meet at the lower level to discuss the survey or something like that.
But before folks leave, I'd like to get on the stack as well.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, I sent an email to all of you on ProgList about absences, and then you need to be telephoned and emailed, and the chair, the local chair, also needs to be told, and the chair of the PNB needs to be told. So I have not sent those emails to the chairs, so I haven't done that yet. But I sent to all of you, so you can read that. How it was passed, I think 2006 by the PNB.
Great. Okay.
Okay,
Motion to adjourn is not
debatable. Yeah, well,
Benita
has a
point.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
I'm just going to say, well, Nancy, you're ahead of me, because I was going to ask if either you or Serene could send me a copy of that, because that would be very helpful to us here at PFW. But I'm going to say this. I don't think it's your responsibility to have to inform as the member of, you know, secretary of one particular PMB committee, I don't think it's your responsibility to inform LSB chairs of this or that. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to try to stop you if that's what you want to do, but I'm just saying that's above and beyond.
Okay. So I think we should move to
adjournment. But okay.
Okay, that's up to you. Yeah, okay, so we move to adjourn?
Yes. Okay.
Works for me.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, folks.
Good night, John Boy.
Thank you. Bye, Otis. Thank you, Otis.
Bye, Nancy. Bye, Serene. Bye, Jim. Bye, Benito.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Rodrigo.
Good night.
Bye,
John Boy. Way back.
Okay, see you.